Jesus, you are amazing. Jesus, you are amazing. Thank you for your presence in this place this morning. Thank you for being so willing to reveal yourself to us. Even when we have a hard time seeing you, Lord, you break through. I declare over this place this morning, breakthrough. Breakthrough. I declare breakthrough. I declare breakthrough. Does anybody here have a word from the Lord that you would feel like you need to share?
I feel the Lord saying that the breakthrough is here, that I haven't changed. I am mighty. I am glorious. I am the I am. My divinity has not changed. My power has not changed, but I am bringing the breakthrough so that you can be aware of it. I don't have to get better. I am already best. But it is your awareness of me that gets better. As you push in and press through, you will see truth. You will see my righteousness. You will see my might and power that has not ever changed. I am the I am. My might and power is not changed by the news, is not changed by your mood, is not changed by your desire, is not changed by the enemy, is not changed by anything. My might and power is. But I am bringing a revelation to you, and I'm bringing the breakthrough. The breakthrough is these clouds that have been clouding your perception of me, this news that have been minimized your awareness of me. But as you press through, you will see. My might, my power does not change. But your awareness changes. And I am bringing that awareness to you. You need to know that you are seated with me in heavenly places. And I have given you the authority. And that authority is not dependent on your mood. That authority is not dependent on what you feel like, on the circumstances, or what the enemy is doing, or what news may sound like. That authority that I've given you is not dependent on anything but me, and I have given it to you. So this breakthrough is an encouragement on you to stand on that authority. When I created man, it was to take dominion of this earth. And you, church, ecclesia, you are the one that is to take dominion. So no longer be intimidated. No longer be intimidated by the roar of the enemy. It's like a roaring lion. But I am the true Lion of Judah. I am the true Lion of Judah. And you are my inheritance here on the earth. So take the authority. There's no time to waste. There is no time to waste. You must walk on the authority that is given to you. So Lord, in Jesus' name, I just declare, Lord God, the word of over liberty. I declare this word over the church, Lord God, that we are completely aware of who you truly are, Lord God. That we won't minimize you anymore, Lord God, by paying attention to the circumstances and the news, Lord God. And that we are taking, I declare that we are taking the authority, Lord God, listening to your word, listening to your commands, listening to your promises, Lord God, and knowing that your hope in us is the authority that changes this earth. In Jesus' name.
I want us to sing this chorus one more time. And let it be a response to the word of the Lord. And whatever you have to do to tell yourself that you are in authority because of who he is. And I want you to do that this morning. Whether that's standing at the cross like Steve was doing earlier, or kneeling at your seat, or doing a handstand, I don't care. Standing on your seat, whatever it takes for you to tell yourself that I'm in authority because of who he is. There was an urgency to that prophetic word that God said that there's no time to waste. There is no time to waste. And I believe that is a true word from the Lord, because there is no time to waste. God is sitting in position ready to shift things, and he's waiting for us. He is waiting for us. And we need to be who he has called us to be. We need to be and respond to what he is commissioning us to do and to say, and to not move from it until we see his kingdom come and his will done. And he is ready to do it. He is ready to do it. So let's sing this. And let us position ourselves to take that place of authority in him, recognizing that he is opening up the heavens to reveal the bestness of his nature to us this morning. He is opening up the heavens to reveal the best of who he is to us this morning if we will respond to him. So let's respond to him now.
To the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. All power and majesty, praise to the King. The mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of
guys have a word? Jesus.
I just have one thing that really, all our world today is just getting to the place where we're all going through times. We're all going through time. But a scripture comes to my mind that God says, I am more than enough. I mean more than enough. And the example I want to give you this morning comes out of John chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Which is essentially the wedding to which Jesus went to. And they ran out of wine. They didn't have any more. And Jesus' mother came and said, they're out of wine. He says, so? He went and told them to go fill the pots. Brothers and sisters, there were 6 pots. They were 20 to 30 gallons each. Now 6 times 125 is taking an average. That is a tremendous amount of gallons of wine. So God is able to produce for each and every one of us a whole lot more than we could ever ask or imagine. And we just need to believe Him.
Amen. That's good. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I don't want to just move on. If you're willing, the Holy Spirit is here to speak to you right now. Who we're here for anyway, right? I have a great message. I do. Well, Holy Spirit, what do you want right now? What do you want right now? What do you want right now? You know, one of the things about the story of the wedding feast is that the need for the supernatural was in the middle of people doing life. It wasn't in the synagogue. It wasn't in the temple. It was in the middle of people doing life. And how many of you know that in the middle of doing life, things happen? Things happen. And in the middle of our doing life, We have the tremendous opportunity when things happen to approach Jesus and say, I'll do whatever you want me to. I'll do whatever you want me to. See, what Mary, the mother of Jesus, knew is that if the servants would obey the word that Jesus spoke, that a miracle would happen. She knew it. And I feel like sometimes we're not quite there. And maybe I'm just speaking for myself. But sometimes when I hear the word of Jesus, I'm not always in that level of expectation where I'm saying a miracle's about to happen. But what I believe with all of my heart is that as we are moving in and closing out 2022 and shifting into 2023, I believe that this is the position of expectancy that the Father is going to demand of us, because it will be necessary for what He is going to do in the coming year. And I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is calling us into a higher place of expectancy. Expectancy that is far greater than what we see with our natural eyes. How many of you know that what we see with our natural eyes sometimes really puts a damper on our expectations? And it's in moments like these where we are in the presence of God that what is natural shifts as we gaze into the eyes of Jesus. But we have to be willing to say no to our emotions, to say no to our thoughts, and to say yes to Jesus. On the way to Christian International, I rode with Herbert. And the day before, I was putting on my shoes and I heard my lower back kind of do a little. And I was like, okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. But then as the day progressed, my back became even more painful. And so as we're driving up, you know, sitting for long periods of time, that's a 10-hour, almost, well, nine-hour drive. And getting, sitting for that long is rough on the lower back. And so every single time I got out of the car, I was like slowly getting out, trying to move. And so I was really disappointed in that, because I'm like, oh man, I'm going to be around a group of really passionate, radical people, and they're probably going to all be worshiping in the front, dancing and shouting. And I was very disappointed that, man, I'm not going to be able to participate in that because of my back, because it hurt really bad. So we got, and as soon as we walked into the room, I heard the music playing on this, on whatever they were playing it on. And they were doing that. It was a recording of "Come on, come on and praise Him, come on and." And I was like, "Oh no, oh no, this is not good." And so then the live worship team came up, and I was like, "You know what? I don't really care. I came all this way, and the devil is not going to steal one moment of this time." And so I went down to the front, and I started to move, and it hurt, but I started to move. And then it really started going. And I'm like, oh, my Lord. And then I started to move. And then I really started to move. And by the time the evening was over, my back was 70% better. I was not in excruciating pain getting in and out of the car. And it did not dampen the rest of the trip. Amen. Other things happened while I was there that the enemy was trying to use to pull and extract everything that that the Father was trying to put in me. And I feel like, you know, I've never been to Christian International, and I was like, oh, I don't know what to expect, and I've been to conferences before, and I didn't have a high level necessarily of expectation. But I feel like there was something put in me that will govern the rest of my days. And I wasn't expecting that. But the enemy was, because he worked very hard to distract me the whole trip. Worked very hard to distract me the whole trip. And I just kept on fighting. And I just kept on persisting. But I chose faith. And a lot of times that's what we have to do. We have to choose faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so choosing faith is not easy, because you don't see it. But faith is rooted in how we think about God. And that compels us towards an obedience that is resistant or persistent even when resisted. And I believe in this season that God is carrying us into by His Spirit, that we're going to have to choose faith. We're going to have to choose faith. You know, David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. The thing about faith and the thing about the promise of God and everything that is in the Word of God is that we oftentimes have a really good theology, but many times our faith isn't persistent enough to see that theology become a reality. But in our prophetic word this year, the Lord said this: I am releasing the ability for you to walk in a new boldness. As you step out in faith, you will see your harvest taking place differently than in the past. You will never operate the same. From this time forward, your faith will increase. It will be better. It will be known. And that is where we need to live our lives. Not only for our sake, but for the sake of those that we will encounter in our everyday life. They need to see a Christianity that looks like this. They need it. Because if we don't have a life that looks like Jesus because of the faith that's operating inside of us, then all we have are words on a book, that every other religion has words on a book. Who's to say that ours is better than the other book? the reality of Jesus and the faith that we live in by the power of the Spirit is what changes that dynamic. And that is why Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, you need to go to Jerusalem and you need to not come out of that upper room until the Holy Spirit has come on you. Now, we don't know what Jesus talked about with his disciples for the 40 days that he was there, but he said he talked to them. The Bible says that he talked to them about things pertaining to the kingdom. So that could be a whole plethora of things. But it never says for them to know what to expect when the Holy Spirit came. They were sitting there waiting for something that they didn't know necessarily what it would look like. Can you imagine sitting there in the upper room waiting for something that you didn't know what you were waiting for? And maybe as human beings, what we do is maybe what we experienced. Remember when there was that... remember how we had a little tingly feeling when we were praying last night? Maybe that was it. Maybe we're in the clear to go. And they were like, no, I don't think that was it. I don't think that was it. And then the next day, the wind blew and opened up the door. The wind was so strong. I wonder if that was it. I wonder if that was the coming of the Holy Spirit. I don't know. I don't think so. They're talking into each other. I don't think that was it. I don't feel like that was it. And they waited and they waited. And then when Holy Spirit came, they knew. There was no doubt. Because there were tongues of fire. There was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. They all began to pray in the Spirit. And they went out and a whole city was gathered to hear and to see what the commotion was and what was going on. I just noticed this. And sometimes I feel like we settle for something that is less than the fullness of what he wants to bring because we think we may have just experienced it. But I'm here to tell you this morning that there is more. There is more. And I believe that by the Spirit of God, we are moving into that season of more if we will be persistent, if we will not allow the resistance to cause us to retreat, but rather that it will cause us to buckle down and put up our fighting fists and go forward. Stand firm. It's like when the children of Israel were going into the promised land. They were going to go into the promised land and they were given an opportunity to scope out the land and see what it was like. They sent the 12 spies in. Only two came back with a good report. The other 10 allowed the challenge that was set before them to be greater than their history. Look at the children of Israel, what they experienced. They went from being in Egypt, 10 plagues, mighty hand of God coming out, dividing of the Red Sea, supernatural provision, God coming down on the mountain, them hearing the sound of his voice. And in that backdrop, they are sent into the land that they were called to possess, and they allow that challenge to be greater than that history. Except Joshua and Caleb did not. And instead of being defeated in their minds, Joshua and Caleb said, no way, this is what God said. Let me read to you what Caleb said in verse 30 of Numbers 13. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go, Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. We are well able to overcome it. See, Caleb understood the word of the Lord. And he also understood the character of God. And a lot of times, our faith is compromised because we really don't embrace the character and the nature of our God. To believe him to the degree that it actually navigates and transforms our way of thinking. But I believe God is presenting opportunities for us to change that. That I believe that he is asking of us for the remainder of this year to be intentional about changing the way that we think, so that the way that we think can line up with who he is and what he has said. Because nothing is impossible if we would believe. You read John 14, 15, 16, 17. You read that whole passage of scripture. And you'll see how much is at our disposal as people of faith. We have a lot. I mean, how many? Jesus said like 3 times, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. What? Anything. If my word abides in you and you abide in me, yeah, ask anything you want. I'll do it. That's a big deal. But see, what happens is that the enemy gets us trapped in these ways of thinking that are influenced by our past. So, an elephant. You know how they train an elephant? When the elephant is young, they tie chains or ropes around their ankle so that they can't. And they attach it to a solid stake, and so they can't get away. They can't go past a certain point. They can walk around, but then they can't get past a certain point. And it rubs their skin, and so it makes it a little bit raw. And so they don't like the pain of that. And that memory gets branded in them, so that eventually what happens is that when they get older is that they can have a rope tied around them and they will just know not to go anywhere because they have been conditioned to think a certain way. And the experiences of our past that the enemy has been working in, has worked through, has become this limitation for us to think that we can't get past a certain point. But the Holy Spirit is here to break that limitation and to bring us into places of experiencing things that we have never experienced before, despite what the past is. Because we have an identity as sons and daughters of God that propel us into greatness. You know you're great? Well, you are actually great. God is for us. God is for us. And the obstacles that stand between us and that which he has promised and that which he wants to do is nothing compared to who he is. That's what that prophetic word was saying. So Holy Spirit, this morning, as you have been so good to meet with us, to talk to us, Holy Spirit, we pray that you would break our limitations. We don't want to just have good theology. We want to experience that theology. We want to experience you for who you are. That everything that you have promised, you are more than able to do. And so, Holy Spirit, I invite you into this place even now to come and create shifts in our thinking so that what we think about you, Lord, will draw us higher and compel us to go deeper, to be persistent and resilient in faith. That, God, we would be marked as a people that never give up and never surrender. That even when the circumstances present themselves as impossible, that, God, we will not allow those challenges to be greater than the history we have with you and the history that you have shown us in the pages of Scripture. But we declare that you are who you say you are, and we will live according to that promise, and we will live according to that decree. And the world will see, God. Our families will see. Our city will see. Our nation will see through us that you are who you say you are. And that, God, we will not allow our past to dictate our future, but we will allow faith to arise by the power of the Spirit and break off the chains of the past and give us the revelation that says, I am free. I am free. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You are good. You are good. And just let the Holy Spirit begin to break those things. Just as you're sitting there. We don't have to work ourselves up for this. He just wants to breathe on us. And as those chains and as those ropes fall off, faith arises and everything changes. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Danielle's going to sing. And I don't even want you to sing. I don't want you to pray in the Spirit or anything. I want you to sit there. And I want you to allow the Holy Spirit just to come. So come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
be your friend.
Empowered you, believe me when I say.
able, you believe me when I say my spirit cannot fail you. No, my word, it cannot fail you.
Spirit of the Lord saying, my word cannot fail you. I just saw it dart right at you, Billy Kay. Poof. Right at you. It's like, bam, will not fail you. That word will not fail you. That word will not fail you. Yeah. Thank you. Jesus. Let's all agree with that right now for Billy Kay. That word's not failing you. It's not failing you. It's working. It's working. It's working. How many of you love the presence of Jesus? I really do. I really do. I just want to encourage you this morning. Be strong in the Lord. In the power of His might. No matter what you're facing, be strong in the Lord. And He will bring it to pass. Because He's good. He's good. He's so good. Amen. Amen. Eric. I just pray that you guys all have the best week you've had all year this week. All right? Can we just believe for that? We'll just leave this place in expectancy saying this is going to be the best week of 2022. Say that. This is going to be the best week of 2022. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord, for your ministry to each one of us today. Thank you for touching our hearts. Before I give the announcements, I want to encourage each of you to, like, even now, begin preparing your tithes and offerings as I go through the announcements. Because today I want your tithes and offerings to be not a separate part of the service. I want your tithes and offerings to be another act of worship, just like when you're standing and singing and praising. I want your tithes and offerings, I want you to give your tithes and offerings this morning with that same heart attitude, that it's just another act of worship, another step toward God. The announcements, you all know the announcements. Tuesday prayer at 5:30 on the phone. Friday prayer at 10 a.m. on the phone. Our Wednesday service, they're always amazing. Our Wednesday services are amazing. The Lord sort of gave me the idea this morning that, you know, when you have a plant in your yard that's not doing well, it's not growing well, what do you do to it? You add more water and you fertilize it. You put, you know, stuff on it to... that's good for it. And the Lord was saying, you know, Wednesday night can be like that for you. You know, when the watering of Sunday just isn't enough for you, Wednesday night, when you get that extra plant food, you get that extra food, you get that on Wednesday night. So take your opportunities to, if you're having difficulty in your life and you're struggling with whatever, Wednesday night will help you in your walk with God. It'll help you grow. And then Friday, Limitless Youth. It's the fourth Friday, this one coming up. Limitless Youth at Fourth Fridays. And listen, this is a good deal. Bring your unsaved friends to hear the gospel. And if you, everyone who brings a first-time guest gets a free Snack Shack combo meal. What is that, a hot dog and a drink and chips?
Either this week it'll be either cheeseburger, chicken nuggets, or pizza and fries.
Man, I'm bringing somebody. And now this is for you and the guests that you bring. And a Klondike bar. For you and the guest. Yeah. Listen, Steve is going to bring somebody for the first time, so because he wants that Klondike bar. Okay, so Limitless Youth, you know what's going on. It's going to be a great time. And if you bring a first time guest, you can get some food for free. All right, now we have the holiday season coming up, so there's a lot that goes on here in the holidays, and we need your help with hospitality and things and decorating and food and all the stuff that Susan does all by herself all whole rest of the year. We need more help. So if you would like to help out in any way with hospitality, please see Susan after service today. Susan is waving at us, and take the opportunity to help us, because Susan needs lots of help. Okay, are we ready for our declaration? Ba-doom. Whoa, that was pretty good. Okay, would you read this and make this? Let's stand up and make this declaration with me. On the commas and periods, pause. Okay? That's right. That way we all stay together. Okay, are we ready? As a patriot of faith, I attest my allegiance first and foremost to the kingdom of God and the Great Commission. Secondly, I agree to be a watchman over our nation concerning its people and the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I commit myself to prayer for our leaders, our nation, and the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if I could have the ushers, you can be seated, and if I could have the ushers wait on the people, we'll have our tithe and offering, which is an act of worship on our part this morning, in Jesus' name. And then I just feel like there's somebody today, I don't know who it is, but is there somebody here today that feels like they're just up against it? I don't know what the issue is. It could be health issue, it could be financial issue, but they just feel like they're at a place when we're right up against it. And I'm asking the Lord today to give you spiritual vision. Diana, spiritual vision that you see beyond what's right here. You see beyond the natural circumstances to beyond what is happening. Just like when Elisha prayed for his servant, when the Arameans had surrounded the city where Elisha was, they came to get Elisha. And the servant got up in the morning. The scripture says the servant woke up in the morning, and all the servant could see was the enemy. It was bad. It was really bad. But Elisha prayed for the servant that he would be able to see in the spirit. And the servant's eyes were opened, and he could see out surrounding the enemy were horses and chariots of fire. The army of the Lord of hosts surrounded the enemy. So I'm praying, I'm declaring right now that you are able to see beyond what's right in front of you, a hindrance, the circumstances that the enemy has brought against you. And you are seeing the answer that God has provided. You're looking beyond the natural circumstances, and God is enabling you to see in the spirit a revelation knowledge of what's happening in the spirit for your answer in particular, in Jesus' name. And anybody else who needs that, take it too, in Jesus' name. Now, I want to say, Pastor Don loves you, and Pharaoh loves you, and I love you too. But who loves you the most?
Jesus.
And who do you love the most?
Jesus.
And who loves them the most?
Jesus.
Amen. All right. You all are dismissed. Go tell somebody how much Jesus loves them. All right. We love you. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today at Liberty Life Center. We hope you were challenged and encouraged by today's message. Visit us online at libertylifecenter.org, where we have links to other archived messages and even a place to give. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/libertylifecenter. We hope you'll join us again next week. In the meantime, embrace, display, and share God's love.